All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with the shortstop of the San Francisco Giants. And I was just saying, I've known you a while now, huh? I mean, you, how old are you?
32 now, Marty.
Holy cow.
32, yeah.
All right. Well, 32, as you're here in spring training now, what is this year like for you?
I mean, not a whole lot different than any other. You know, coming into spring training, trying to work on some things and get that rhythm and timing back at the plate as well as on defense.
Yeah, last year, a tremendous start, and the second half I know was not what you wanted, but there were injuries. I know you've talked about it. What happened in the second half?
Probably about a week before the All-Star break, my knee started bugging me a little bit. And I thought and kind of hoped it was one of those things that, you know, pops up one day and a few days later maybe it kind of goes away. And unfortunately, it didn't really go away for a while. And, I mean, not having a four-day break like most years and, you know, going to the All-Star game and everything probably didn't help a whole lot. But, you know, I just – you don't get a whole lot of breaks throughout the season playing every day. So, you know, looking back at it, would it have been better to maybe take a short DL stint and rest the knee and come back a little bit stronger after that? Yeah, it probably would have benefited me because late August, early September, somewhere in there, I did take a few days off. And I think I played like two or three games in a span of 12 days, and it felt a lot better after that. So, I mean, definitely looking back on it, I probably would have made a different decision. Probably
yeah, you closed well. September was good for you.
Yeah, I think that time off to rest it helped a little bit. So like I said, I mean, looking back at it now and knowing how much better it felt with that rest, I probably would have done it differently next time.
Brandon Crawford with us. Let's look at baseball a little bit and this team. You know, you're 32. You've got the core guys are 30, 29, 31. And when I grew up, you're in your prime. I mean, you waited for guys to be at this age because you knew how to play, you were winners and all that. But today, all of a sudden, you get to be 32, you might as well be 52.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little bit different. But at the same time, I think I do have a better sense of, you know, of the league and maybe how to play the game a little bit better than I did when I first started and when I first got called up. Because, I mean, you definitely learn things over the years. So I think that experience and just being up here, like I said, learning the league, learning the hitters and stuff like that on defense, learning the pitchers at the plate, I think it's all definitely helped.
Yeah, but isn't it a challenge to you guys? Maybe you don't talk about it overtly, but isn't it a challenge to say, hey, we can still play and we're champions and don't cut us short?
It's not hard to say that. No, it's hard to do it, though. I mean, last year we had so many injuries. That, I mean, we were right in the thick of it. I think even at the start of August, maybe midway through August, we were still right in it and had a shot. But I think, you know, we were a little bit thin and some of those injuries kind of started to wear on us after a while.
Looking at your career, do you see a position shift for you at some point or do you go out as a shortstop?
That's not the plan. I mean, I've never really thought about it. So the plan is to stay a shortstop throughout my career.
All right. Very good. All right. The team itself, there's a lot of new players in camp. And I still say you and Joe together, when the ball is on the ground with the runner on first, you might as well put it in the book that it's going to be a double play. How about some of these new guys? You want to comment just on a couple of them that you've worked with?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of experience with Alan Hansen last year. We got to see him a good amount, and I think he's gotten even better defensively. I mean, with as exciting as he is when he gets on the bases and he can do a little bit with the bat, it definitely looks like he's working a little bit on his footwork and stuff like that on the infield, which is a big benefit when you have his sort of speed and explosiveness. But yeah, Ben Solarte is a new pickup for us, and I mean I've played against him for so many years. I know what he can do at the plate, and I mean he's played all four infield positions, I think. So it definitely gives us some versatility.
What's your take on baseball in general? And now the pitch clock, now it's off till 2022, and they're putting, you know, the outline out there for maybe a relief pitcher throwing to three batters and all that. What's your take on how baseball is approaching baseball?
I mean, personally, I like baseball the way it is. You know, I think if you're a true baseball fan, then you like baseball for what it is right now. You don't need it to go any faster or inject offense or anything like that into the game. You like it for what it is. But at the same time, I know that I think that the age of the average baseball fan is the last 10 years has gone up by 10 years. So I think that kind of tells you what direction it's going. And if we have to do something to speed up the game or add more excitement and offense into the game to attract the younger generation and younger fans, then, you know, I think we have to at least be open to it.
Yeah. No, I agree. And frankly, I like the game as a quicker game. I like bunting. I like stealing. I like hit and run. I like action in the game. And you making a play at short. I mean, we watched the World Series. There was hardly any defense in the World Series because you have strikeouts and walks. I like the game where there's action.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody likes a game with a little more action. Nobody wants to see a one-nothing game where almost every out is a strikeout or, you know, any routine play. Guys, I mean, everybody likes a great defensive play or stolen bases. I think a lot of people do like the home run. You can't take that away, I don't think. But I think that goes for any fan.
All right, a couple of easy questions for you. Number one, favorite moment as a Giant? If you had to look back and say, boy, this is my favorite moment. Now, I asked Sandoval the other day, and he said the three home runs that he hit in the World Series. You've had an amazing career. Favorite moment?
Well, I have two favorites. It's after Game 4 in 2012 and Game 7 in 2014, but I think that's probably most people's.
Yeah.
If they were around for both of those, Buster probably has three favorites, but the wild card game was definitely fun, but I think the most memorable or my favorite is probably my debut.
Yeah.
Just getting the opportunity to come up and play and try to help the team out. But then also, you know, the Grand Slam didn't hurt. If I would have gone 0-for-4, it definitely would have still been memorable, but the Grand Slam made it even more so.
Well, it's nice. Best shortstop in San Francisco history and probably in franchise history. You're right up there with everybody else, so it's a nice legacy that eventually you will leave. All right, last question. If you could travel in time, you're a time traveler, and see any sort of baseball, something that you said, boy, I'd like to see what baseball looked at that time, what would it be?
Probably around the time my dad was growing up because he was able to watch Willie Mays.
Okay.
Just looking at numbers and old film and stuff like that, I think he's considered probably one of the best to ever play the game. So to be able to watch him live would have been a lot of fun.
All right. You just had a charity golf tournament. Do you want to tell us about it?
Sure. Yeah. So it kind of started a few years ago where my dad and sister came out and we just played a round of golf before spring training started. It started pretty casual and just kind of hanging out with them, but right before spring starts. And then last year we kind of turned it into a tournament where it was some of my dad's friends that were coming down for spring training anyway. Some traveled down just early for it. And then I got some players to come out and play too. There was a group or two of guys in here that played. And then during this off season, my dad was talking about turning it into a charity deal where it was a fundraiser and we would have prizes and stuff and a dinner and it was a pretty easy charity to go to for us because my dad's been friends with Mike Piscotty, Stephen Piscotty's dad, okay, for years, and with what happened to Stephen's mom and Mike's wife last year, we decided to help out their charity with ALS.
Very nice. Good for you. Brandon, thanks so much as always. And as you always told me, we got 162 and 30 more. So there's 192 more. Yep. Get ready.
That's right.
Okay. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.